From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House insists that President Obama has made no final decision yet on the number of U.S. troops to be withdrawn from Afghanistan this year, but he's set to announce his plan tomorrow. And NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president is said to be considering a drawdown that's faster than the Pentagon would prefer.
Aides say as late as yesterday, President Obama was still finalizing his decision about how many troops to pull out of Afghanistan and how quickly. The U.S. commander there, David Petraeus, had given the president multiple options in a meeting last week. Outgoing Defense Secretary Robert Gates has made it clear he favors leaving most U.S. troops in place for now. Other advisors want a faster drawdown. That option may have become more palatable with the killing of Osama bin Laden last month. Tomorrow's announcement by the president comes 18 months after Mr. Obama ordered a big troop buildup in Afghanistan. He's set to meet with soldiers who served in the war during a visit to New York's Fort Drum on Thursday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The White House and congressional leaders are reportedly stepping up their talks on a deficit reduction plan to set the stage for raising the government's borrowing limit. Negotiators are trying to hammer out a bipartisan compromise that would cut more than $2 trillion from the federal budget over the next decade. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner has said Congress must raise the debt ceiling by August 2nd to avoid a default on government debt. 44 people are dead in northern Russia after a passenger jet trying to land in bad weather missed the runway and crashed. NPR's David Green reports 8 people managed to survive and are in critical condition.
The plane was en route last night from Moscow to the city of Petrozavodsk in a region of northwest Russia near the Finnish border. The survivors are believed to include a mother and her 2 sons. Officials have recovered the flight data recorder and are sorting through what happened. There was dense fog and poor visibility when the Russian-made Tupolev 134 smashed into a high a mile short of the runway. The plane broke into pieces and was hardly identifiable in TV images. The plane belonged to Rusair, which usually operates charter flights. Russia's biggest airlines like Aeroflot use state-of-the-art planes like those flown in the U.S., but smaller Russian airlines still have older Russian aircraft in their fleets, and their safety record has been poor. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
2 suicide bombers have detonated blasts within minutes of each other south of Baghdad, killing at least 22 people and wounding dozens of others. The explosions occurred near a government compound near a regional governor's home. A bipartisan group of mayors in some of the nation's largest cities is urging President Obama to step up efforts to create more jobs. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa is president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. He detailed some of the steps he and his colleagues are requesting.
For ensuring that we have workforce training programs, for investing in transportation and infrastructure.
The mayors met at the White House with the president yesterday. This is NPR News. Federal regulators are suing J.P. Morgan Chase and Royal Bank of Scotland Group, accusing them of luring credit unions into buying more than $3 billion in mortgage bonds that the suit says were destined to perform poorly. 5 major credit unions failed as a result. The suits were filed in federal court in Kansas City by the National Credit Union Administration. The Federal Trade Commission is investigating the recent run-up in oil and gasoline prices. NPR's Jeff Brady says the FTC wants to know if companies did anything to hamper competition during that period.
The investigation was announced in a letter to West Virginia Senator Jay Rockefeller. In it, FTC Chairman John Leibowitz says profit margins for U.S. refiners are up 90% since the beginning of the year. That despite the fact those same refineries are using 7% less of their capacity than they did during the same period last year. Leibowitz says in the letter that his agency will examine a wide range of activities in the oil business, including production, refining, transportation, distribution, and wholesale supply, for evidence of market manipulation. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Fire crews in southern Arizona now have a blaze near the Mexican border about 40% contained, but Ken Palmrose with the Southern Fire Coordination Center says the blaze has caused damage to homes and businesses.
We've had over 50 residences destroyed, 3 commercial properties, and something like 20 outbuildings.
The blaze has also forced the evacuation of about 10,000 people. The Food and Drug Administration has come out with 9 new warning labels that depict in graphic detail the negative effects of tobacco use. It is the most significant change to U.S. cigarette packs in 25 years. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.